Well, historically, next week is show week. You know, yeah. We all used to get out there to the show, and unfortunately, we can't have it this year. But next best thing, the Mega Carnival,
yep.
is going to be awesome, where you can get your tickets online. I used to love going to the show as a young bloke. Like, I can remember back to when rides were under $1, there.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, every second stall was one of the fairest. The wheels that you spun up a prize, you know.
Yeah.
And, oh, gee, it was good fun.
Were you a big rider, or were you more a sideshow alley participant?
Oh, both. You know, when I was little, I used to love the rides. You know, the little boats where you ding the bell on the front. And, the G-Wizard, like as I got into a teenager, and the Merry Mix and all that sort of stuff. Mm. You don't see the Merry Mix anymore. That was the one that with the chains that went round.
Oh,
and you
right.
all sat on a chain seat, a tractor seat with chains on it.
Yes.
Remember those?
Yes.
They're a goner now.
Yeah, I think they've
I remember old Dad threw up on one once at Tewinville and sprayed everyone with veggies.
Oh, yeah. That's funny that you say that, because one of my biggest memories is we went on the, can you remember the Alpine Express?
Yes.
So it'd be the one that would go forwards and then it would stop and all of a sudden you were going backwards?
Yeah.
Well, we went on it and I'll never forget this lady, she staggered off it and everywhere. And she was green.
The amount of puke at shows.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just unbelievable.
And the food doesn't make it much better, you know. That is prone to puking.
And how many times do you reckon the carnival people are like, hear the kids go, I don't want to be on it anymore. I don't want to be halfway through the ride.
Oh,
Get me off. Stop.
But it was fantastic. And the noise of the show. I remember Sideshow Alley used to be absolutely packed.
Yep.
It was packed. You had to sort of weave your way through people. And every stall had the bloke yelling, come and have a go, you know, have a try, three for a dollar, you know, all that sort of stuff.
But just even to think now when you look out at the showgrounds with, like, the takeover of Bunnings, like, I still remember when the show was the whole thing.
Well, where Bunnings is, along that whole strip where Bunnings was the chairlift, where you got on one end and you had a lovely ride down to the other end and looked at all the show and you could see what was on and, you know, unfortunately that's gone too. But
you know what my favourite memory is of the Sydney Royal Easter Show, because I grew up in Sydney.
Yeah.
My sister always to this day still moans about the fact that she threw up all over her $10 note. And she couldn't use it.
Why couldn't she use it? I would have used
it. She could have washed it.
Mate, maybe she did. It up.
Oh,
but,
hilarious.
Yeah. I'd love to hear your memories, Hobart.
621-617. Yeah, how many show bags you could fit on your arm?
Oh, yeah. And the show bag pavilion, it didn't used to be a few caravans. It used to be a whole pavilion.
Yeah.
Was clogged.
Yeah.
You had to line up just to squeeze in it.
Yeah,
it was awesome. But listen, tell us your memories. 621-617.
Bill, what's your favourite memory of the show back when it was good?
I took my daughter and my son to the show. My son was going on everything. Anyway, my daughter, she was a bit reserved and then finally decided she's going to go on a ride. So she just pointed to one and I said, well, you don't even know what that ride is. And she goes, no, I just want to go on that ride. So we got on there and then they put the harness, you know, the harness that goes across your shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, sugar. We're going to go upside down. And she hates anything upside down. So we'd stay up and then all of a sudden we're upside down. And she is screaming. Get down.
Oh, we shouldn't laugh. That's horrifying.
And by the time it finishes, she's going. She said, I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for that.
Rick, what's your favourite memory?
I'm 62. I can remember going to the show with $2 and having an absolute ball.
$2?
I think show bags were 15 or 20 cents each.
Yep.
My God. Yep. And I bet you they were full too.
Oh, they were. And it was so much fun. It really was. And the rides were just fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was fun, Rick. That's for sure, mate. Just hold there, Rick.
Dee, what's your favourite memory of the show?
The G-Wizzer. I hated it.
Oh.
How can
I used to get on it, but I screamed all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you there,
Dee. I'll bet you were a loud screamer too, Dee.
Excuse me. And those chain things, Mick, I think that was the flying swings.
The flying swings.
That's what
they call
them.
Oh.
Yes, that's what they were, and I never, ever got on them.
Oh.
And I screamed my heart out.
Oh, God. Thanks, Dee.